And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
A new report from the nonpartisan fiscal experts at the North Carolina Budget and Tax Center reveals another reason to be very concerned about the proposed constitutional amendment on the fall ballot that would require a photo ID to vote. Cost. The report finds that the new requirement would likely cost state and local government a minimum of around $12 million. That's enough money to fund any number of important public programs, including modernizing state voting systems to make them less susceptible to hackers. The report also finds high costs for the more than 218,000 individuals in North Carolina who are currently estimated not to have acceptable identification, between $18.9 and $25.2 million. These costs will be disproportionately borne by people of color, older people, and people of low income. The costs will be especially burdensome for individuals in rural communities who already face significant economic barriers. The bottom line, rather than erecting new and unnecessary barriers, North Carolina should pursue smart public investments to protect the vote and ensure fuller participation in the democratic process for all North Carolinians. Voters should reject the costly and unnecessary amendment. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.